And boss, we're discussing the issue of Borah today. If you can give me a big Shulchan Aruch, if you don't mind, Simon, a Shinya test as well as the Mishnah Berurah, it'll be helpful to me. What happens in situations where a fly falls into your soup? This has been known to happen. This is the tour.
Okay.
A fly falls into your soup. What's halacha? You can see it over here. And the Barheitev Sifkot and Beis. It's a very important source. Shinya test, Barheitev Sifkot and Beis. Let's look there first, and when the task comes, we'll look there. Thank you so much. Ori Abulafia, according to Marit Salon, what does it say? Marit Salon says, no, sorry. No, that's a lot of stuff over here. Hamarit Salon, Sham Hiti Lahosir Hatsira, Minakos, Gamis Hatsira, Yishalach, and all of them, Kasha's Mishpotim, and it's some kind of a wasp, a bug, a fly, whatever it may be. Why? The ain brere belach. And he makes a rhyme. The gamas atziroy yishalach. According to the pasuk for a reason. That there's a. You're allowed to take it out of the wine. A little shy of brere. Elevash et sarach lefashpesh v'livror. Have to search and select. Avodavash et sof lamala kfar boru. It's already been pre-selected. It's floating on top. How like a mashkel beneath the bichal, but ends a bori. Pull a hair out of milk. That's not considered to be borer. It's pre separated. The Aharon says het is a dochuk ma'od, and the Taz says ain lahasir as sira vazuvim menakos. It's borer psolos mitoch ochel. What do you do? Yikach min amashke tzasi mohem. I take a spoon. Let's say you have soup. I take a spoon. You take a lot of the soup out, and in the soup is the fly. So you're separating soup from soup. Just the soup that you have has a fly in it. That's what the psak. I'm reading you so far from the Barheitev, Siv and Shin Yutes, Siv Katan Base. Now, what's wrong with the Svara of the Maritats? Marit Salon, sounds very good. Sounds very good. It's Sof Lamalak for Boru. So the Chazanish is a Chumrah. Chazanish says, you know what the problem is? The problem is that the wine, I quote, "Shemetapeach al guf hazvuv, shem tarom v'soleho." The wine that's floating on the wings of the fly is mixed in with the rest of the wine. That's considered to be the boros. You're being borrowed the wine, which is tofeach on the gufo, ubein snapirov, from the rest of the wine. If you take a lot to the spoon, then you're not considered to be borer because the zvuv itself is not considered to be boruv. And as a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted by the Chazanish, Siman Shin Yutes, Siv Katan Samach Beis, says as follows, Rabbi Osai, Siv Katan Samach Beis. What's the case over there? You have some Shuman, Saf Alacholov, you know, our milk is homogenized. You ever have been with a non-homogenized milk? I was in Karen Biavna so many years ago, they didn't believe in homogenized milk. I kid you not. So we had milk, whenever we had milk. Also not an everyday occurrence. We had milk. It was cream on top. So we used to take the cream and separate it from the milk. What about on Shabbos? Over here, if you have smetana, what's smetana? Shamenet. What's shamenet? Cream. Okay, so it's in three languages. So if it's considered to be borer, if you separate one from the other. So therefore, when you get close to the milk, you leave a little bit with the milk, and not shari, because you're taking, it's slicing the half of the cream off, leaving half the cream in the bottom. Or if I can, take some of the milk with you. It's also okay. What's only now prohibited is to slice just at the point of the magical point where the meat and the cream, where the milk and the cream meet. That's where you may not slice. That's an interesting chiddush in the Chazbor in general. There's a sefer called the Ayil Meshulash, who says discusses this issue. This has to do with the peeling as well. The new halacha borer, if you separate it at the point where the two items happen to meet. Fine. Good. This being the case, the Ayil Meshulash says that you may separate not what he calls b'makom ataruvis, as the Chazanish said with respect to a fly. Fine. Problem is, Rabbi Osai, this cannot be shot in the in the Taz, because the Taz is not discussing one fly. One fly is not a real terubs. The Taz is discussing many flies, zvuvim, there are many flies. It seems that even if it's a terubs gemura, still it's mutter if you are taking some of the ochel together with the psalms. That's how the Eglei Tal understands. Oh. So now, Rabosai, what about the maritats? Who made up this new category of tarovis b'mako mago? There's some concept called tarovis, even though it's only touching at one spot. Only one source for it. And that source, Rabosai, is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham over here in Simon Shin Yutes, at the end of Sivkotin Tesvov, created this category, known in by the Poskim as Tarovas B'Mokom Mago. Here he says, the Evshar, he's talking about the various types of Shuman over here, the Lo Shayach B'Reirel B'Drom HaMuravim, So it's l'chudakoi. So if it's at the exact spot where it touches, there's a problem. Of course, the Magen Avraham is l'shitaso. That peeling is borer. We spoke about that last week. But as we said before, it's not so simple. That's really true. It's not considered to be a tarovis at all. And the Maritat says it's not called a tarovis. That's the way it's called, Rabosai, in the Taz and in the Berhetiv. But the problem is, one of my Talmidim wants to be ready. Look up the source. He gave me a copy. Shut Marit Salon, Simon Reish Gimel. A whole different story. He says, Ein Brera Belach. Remember we saw the poem? Ein Brera Belach, Gamma Tzitzeroi Shalach. That's not discussing Tarobas, Bavoka Mago, Shlomo Bavoka Mago, taking some of the Ochel, not taking some. No, a different Vart. A different Vart. He gives a different reason. The way you normally do Brera Belach is what's called Mishamer. Mishamer, whole sugars later on in Masechta Shabbos. You take some kind of a strainer. That's the way you normally do Brer Balach. You want to use your hands? Or even a plain spoon? That's not considered to be Brer. It's not the normal Derech of Brera. This being the case, you're both saying you can punk faker. You can arrive from the Marit Salon that Zvuv in the Kaos is considered a Tarovus. Opposite of what the Chazanish quoted, because he quoted only the Berhet of In the name of the Maritats. And therefore, Rabosai, it so happens to work out that the Maritats paskens like the Magen Avraham, you may not peel vegetables, because he holds that Tarovis B'Mokom Mago is considered to be a Tarovis. Okay, so it's exactly the opposite of the way we see the Maritats quoted in the latest forums. An unfortunate miscitation of what the original source said. Okay. Now, Rabosai, in Shin Chof Aleph, Sivkot and Pei Dalet, we discussed this a little bit last week. There, the Ramah says, also liklof shumim u'btsalim k'shekolof l'aniach li'al t'shari, and as we pointed out, a whole discussion, Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan be'alocha, not for now, says the Mishnah Berurah Peidal, the very last Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, who adin tapuchin ve'agozim u'shkedim, can't peel for later use, poseach ployman. What's ployman? Oh, you can guess it. Plums. Shizifim. What's shizifim? Plums. Yeah.
I thought some say it's prunes.
Okay. Vizorek hagarinim, and you throw away the pits. Hakoshel v'nil chavazman. Have a borer. It's considered to be borer. Who said so? Prima gondim. Avo miyad lepeh shari liten. A new phrase. Miyad lepeh. And maybe even the Osasud. This is for all from the Prima Garden, all quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, the very last line of the Mishnah Berurah, Shem Chaf Aleph, Sivkotin, Pei, Dal. Sharetzi and Tzadi Tes. What's the Lundus? The Ev Shem Ben Yenacher, Velohave Kibor of Solos Meyoch. So the rule is, if there are two ways to do it, and you choose one of them, you're labeled as a Derech Brera. You choose the other one, it's Derech Achila. If there's no alternative, by definition, it's called Derech Achila. There is no alternative. That's why we're allowed to peel a banana on Shabbos. There's no what else you're going to do. There's no alternative. Oh, Rabosai, what's Shat Miyad Lepeh? Where did he get this Miyad Lepeh? Where did he get it from? Where did he get this special heter known as Miyad LePeh. Where did the Pre-Megadim get it from? Kanal Simin Shin Yutes Sif Tezayin. What's in Shin Yutes Sif Tezayin? What's there? I'll read it to you. Shin Yutes Sif Tezayin. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Mayim sheyesh behem toloim. Perish the thought. Mutar l'shtosim. Are they mapa b'shabbos? You're allowed to drink it through a cloth. Lo shayach boru mishamer. Ela b'metaken o inyan kodam achil o shtia. Avle b'shaz shtia ma'ake b'sapsola shal ikonis l'toch piv. Ein zem ein amalacha o mutar. So you're just pouring it straight into your mouth through this piece of cloth. This is the raya of the Prima Gadim. Says the Sharatian, Lo oven rayos lani azayti. Ayin liel besiv dal debir alocha, dimar maskel, haborer. What does that mean? What does that mean? You have to look and see the original sources to see what the Sharatian is driving at. There, Abosai, in siv dal haborer, the mechaber is megal only because you're ma'akev it with your mouth. You put the cloth mamash over your mouth. So using it, that's derech achila, using your mouth. I use my mouth, stop, I use my mouth with the cloth. I'm still using my mouth. But over here, I'm using my hands. Who cares that it's for immediate use, super lialta. That's an irrelevancy. You have to have it using your mouth proper. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gadim understood the head of the Mechaber and Shin Yutes Sifta Zayin. No. Means for super immediate use. So it's a raya and it's mutter. So it's a raya one way or the other. Let's analyze, Rabosai, this definition. Miyad LePeh. Why in the world should it be mutter? Why should it be mutter? I would want to say it's mutter because there's no alternative. What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? You have a plum and you have a pit inside. How else are you going to eat it? Right? This applies to bones and gefilte fish. How else are you going to eat it? Pits and watermelon, that's a more common case. How else are you going to eat it? So it's called Yevshim ben Yonachim. And therefore, although the Prima Gadim had suggested that it's Mutter, Yevshim ben Yonachim, is Mutter, even for the entire Suda, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei Dalet. He says that maybe Efshaf Osa Suda Shari, the Yevshim ben Yonachim. It's called Derech Achila. Prima Gadim suggests that even if you don't accept that leniency to be matter for the entire Sudah, at the very least, it should be matter for Miyad LePeh for a super immediate use. That's the pshat in this Prima Gadim. Oh, okay. Very good. That's what how the Mefarshim explained why you're allowed to peel a banana. What do you mean? Slice the banana in half, take a spoon, and go... borrow out half a banana this way, and half a banana that way. It's, come on, that's. I mean, Efshar. Efshar means it's not normal. You can do anything, but that's considered to be the category of Efshar. Even Ayel Meshulash, Big Machmir, even he said that, it's considered Efshar. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, if you're looking at Bir Halacha, again, in Simon Shin Yutes Sif Dalid, the Ramasal HaBorer, that he quoted over here, he makes the following suggestion. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if I take a pit out of a watermelon? He suggests that it's mutter or a bone from fish. Put it right into your mouth. He suggests that it's mutter. That's miyad LePeh. That's called derech achila. Where did he get it from, Rabbi Osai? He got it from a Ramban. Read you from the Lashon of the Bialach. Again, it's Shin Yutes Siv Dalet HaBorer. He quoted from the Ramban. The Ramban is Adaf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. What's the Gemara say? Let's open the Gemara. We haven't seen the Gemara yet. Sorry, we're just at least before the end of the year, see the Gemara. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Take a look at Tosus V'chi. V'chi Mutter Lefos Pogos Mikashir. It's not considered to be derech brera. It's considered to be derech achila. When the Ramban said so, he added as follows: Shein derech brera bekach, ela keochel. Look at the word. That's the word. Keochel umotza psolas bechaticha. Shehu ochel umafish psolas mitoch ochel. Shehu shemuta. Sounds like he said exactly what you said. You're about to eat something. You find a piece of psolas in that chaticha. You're about to put it into your mouth. What may you do? You may separate out the bone and eat the fish, separate out the pit and eat the watermelon. Oh. The Bialacha claims that the Rush disagrees. Why? Because the Rush that we just saw in Sifta Zion is matir to drink the water, even though they were toloyim, derech mapa, only because, the way he understood it, there's no derech brera with your mouth, as you mentioned before. If you did the same exact thing with your hand, it would be prohibited. Oh, you get an impression from here that the Ramban, who would disagree with this Rush, would permit even using a specialized instrument, such as a napa kvara. A mapa is like a napa kvara when he is about to eat it. Chazanish, it's impossible. Impossible. Even using your hand, you may not do it. He understood the Ramban differently. He said, you found the bone and the pit in your mouth. And the chiddush is, you don't have to spit the whole thing out. You can pull the bone out of your mouth or the pit out of your mouth, but not that you can put the bone or the pit out of the watermelon before you put it into your mouth. So does Chazanish. That's why Rabbi Posen Seif was banned in Bnei Brak, because he was wanting to be matir the bones from the fish and the watermelon, the pits in the watermelon, b'shasach, based on this Mishnah Berurah, and it was banned. Chazanish is machmir in Shiloh. Rabbi Posen Seif, look very carefully in the Ritva. The Ritva is beferish. Chatzi shir kon de Rav Chista, Shabbos ayin dalem and aleph, is muta even benafa kvara, ein olav shem brera, ela kemachsher metaken achiloso, derech achilo. See, against Chazanish on both counts. Number one, napa kvara is possible. It's possible. And number two, that he understood the Ramban the way the Bialoch understood it. You take it out before you put it into your mouth. Just as an apple kvar is, not from your mouth. And therefore it seems to me, you pass it like the Ramban, you may move it, take it out of the watermelon or of the fish just before you eat it. We don't find anybody who disagrees. The rush is talking about a kli. A kli, then we can be machmir. But your hands, we should be makil. And let's not forget, Rabbi Osai, there was an opinion here in Tosfos, that psolos mitoch ochel biyad the altar is mutter. That sheet in Tosfos is quoted by the Bialoch of Yadim Masna mitoch. So therefore, I wanted to suggest that we should rely on Rabbi Posen, Shalita, and do that for those who have to do it. Those who don't have to do it, don't have to do it. Okay. We'll stop here and talk next week a little about Toche. Okay? See you out of the Shemaya.